This last is phonetically rendered street vocabulary. Few writers have Wolfe's ability to translate such stuff to the page. Elmore Leonard is another writer who can do it. Some street rap gets into the dictionary eventually, but not until it's safely dead. And I don't think you'll ever find yuck in Webster's Unabridged. Put your vocabulary up on the top shelf of your toolbox and don't make any conscious effort to improve it. You'll be doing that as you read, of course, but that comes later. One of the really bad things you can do to your writing is to dress it up in vocabulary, looking for long words because you're maybe a little ashamed of your short ones. This is like dressing up a household pet in evening clothes. The pet is embarrassed, and the person who committed this act of premeditated cuteness should be even more embarrassed. Make yourself a solemn promise right now that you'll never use emolument when you mean tip, and you'll never say, "John stopped long enough to perform an act of excretion," when you mean, "John stopped long enough to take a shit." If you believe "take a shit" would be considered offensive or inappropriate to your audience, feel free to say, "John stopped long enough to move his bowels," or perhaps, "John stopped long enough to push." I'm not trying to get you to talk dirty, only plain and direct. Remember, the basic rule of vocabulary is use the first word that comes to your mind if it is appropriate and colorful. If you hesitate and cogitate, you will come up with another word, of course, but there's always another word. It probably won't be as good as your first one or as close to what you really mean. This business of meaning is a very big deal. If you doubt it, think of all the times you've heard someone say, "I just can't describe it," or, "That isn't what I mean." Think of all the times you've said these things to yourself, usually in a tone of mild or serious frustration. The word is only a representation of the meaning. Even at its best, writing is almost always falling short of full meaning. Given that, why in God's name would you want to make things worse by choosing a word which is only cousin to the one you really wanted to use? And do feel free to take appropriateness into account. As George Carlin once observed, in some company, it's perfectly all right to prick your finger, but very bad form to finger your prick.